There has a lot that's been made about the gender pay the gender pay gap, how big it is, why it exists, and of course, how to get rid of it. Many companies don't know whether they pay men and women differently for similar jobs unless they investigate it, and many are. Employers are under pressure from regulators and from their own workers to find pay gaps and eliminate them, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
They say the first step to addressing a problem is recognizing you have one. But Glassdoor, a website where workers review their employers, didn't know whether it had a pay gap, so it analyzed it.
If we just look on average, we have a 20% pay gap.
That's an average, says Don Lyon, a Glassdoor vice president. When it takes experience, education, and performance into account, the gap disappears. And in some cases, women are a bit ahead at Glassdoor. Evaluating the gender pay gap is tricky, precisely because how you calculate it makes a big difference. There's an often cited statistic that nationally women earn about 20% less than men. But after adjustments for things like title and tenure, Lyon says that narrows to about 5%. There are jobs where the gap is very big, even after adjustments. Among software engineers, it's 28%.
Chefs, 28%. Dentists, 28%. Psychologists, 27%, pharmacists, 21%, physicians.
Glassdoor is just one of many firms offering pay gap analysis for employers.
Companies are taking action now to evaluate where they stand. And the reality is that most just don't know.
The Obama administration has made equal pay for women a cause célèbre. In early 2018, federal regulators will require employers with more than 100 workers to file pay data by gender. U.S. firms with operations in the U.K. face a similar law taking effect the same year. Besides that, recruiters and executives say workers are demanding pay transparency. This year, Salesforce.com says it spent $3 million to close its pay gap. CEO Mark Benioff told CNN in March identifying it was easy.
We know every employee's name, their address. We know how much they're paid. We know their title. Every company does. That's the modern world. And with just the push of one button, I was able to know exactly what the discrepancy was and how I needed to fix it, which I've now done.
Cheryl Beheimer says, in fact, the process is not straightforward. Beheimer, an attorney representing employers, says the numbers can be misleading. For example, say someone worked a night shift that earns more than working dayside.
It could look like there's discrimination potentially present when in fact none really exists.
Beheimer says worker lawsuits are on the rise, so she cautions clients to keep pay data information closely held.
We wouldn't want the employer to have something that could be used against it as an admission that there was an inequity that required adjustment.
That's not to say adjustments shouldn't be made, she says, just made quietly in a way that doesn't inspire more complaints. But not everyone agrees. At GoDaddy, a domain name registrar, a gender pay analysis last year led to raising the salaries of about 70 people. Katie Van Horn, Vice President of Engagement and Inclusion, says they did so proudly.
You know, it's great to be able to share, hey, we're doing the right thing.
Van Horn says it wasn't just about adjusting pay.
While our pay was pretty close, we're still looking at are women getting promoted at the same pace that men are? And we have some work to do there.
She says the company is also trying to hire more women in its managerial ranks. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.